This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. He was sentenced to 27 years in federal prison in January of 2012. And when it's a federal sentence, a convict must serve at least 85% of that sentence. Humboldt County native Cole Jack Machado will not serve another day in prison, however. He died in a federal institution on October 2nd, according to an obituary provided to local media outlets by his family. Machado had been arrested in 2011 at his Eureka home and charged with 2 counts of producing and 7 counts of distributing child pornography. He ended up pleading guilty to 1 count of production, along with several stipulations in the plea agreement, after Machado admitted to luring 2 young boys into sexual acts that he recorded and then distributed. The family's obituary does not mention a cause of death, only that he died unexpectedly on October 2nd at a federal prison in Virginia. The resignation of County Public Defender David Marcus last week has left the office without a leader, and it also means the office is short 1 more attorney. That means that court cases have to be delayed or rescheduled, and that applies to both cases being personally handled by Marcus as well as by other public defenders. District Attorney Maggie Fleming said in an email that Marcus's resignation will probably require that some cases be continued and that the courts are experiencing delays due both to reassignments in the public defender's office and because we are now short 2 judges. 4 deputy public defenders resigned after Marcus was hired earlier this year, and a lawsuit was filed against the county arguing that Marcus was ineligible and unqualified for the position. No plans to name an interim have been announced, and it's unclear if the county will use an advisory committee to guide the hire of a permanent replacement, as was done with Marcus. The Humboldt Area CHP office released some stats regarding the maximum enforcement period that was conducted between Wednesday and Sunday of last week. CHP officers in northern Humboldt arrested 6 drivers on suspicion of DUI and responded to 13 collisions, including 2 fatals. More saturation patrols will be conducted over the Christmas and New Year holiday weekends in an effort to remove impaired drivers from the roadway. The opening of the commercial crab fishing season along the north coast has been delayed until December 16th. The positive news is that the delay is due to the size of the crab and not to high levels of the toxin domoic acid, which nearly wiped out last year's commercial season. The crab need more time to gain weight, and there are concerns that the delay could stretch into the new year before fishermen are allowed to drop their pots. Members of the Humboldt Association of Realtors recently participated in the association's 23rd fundraiser and golf tournament, and in the process, raised money for the Humboldt Animal Rescue Team. The Realtors Association turned over a check for $7,500 to the rescue team, which focuses on reducing the number of neglected and homeless dogs and cats in the county and finding them permanent homes. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.